I just could bring one piece of flower for you to know the smell, then follow your nose. That feeling, remember that? Here, he starts them. Say, I told you about the smell. Now he will make up a story which is not in Bible this way. That he will tell them that, oh, look around for Joseph. Be very careful. Do more than you could. Use all your senses. Use this, use that. All of that to arrive to that smell. What does that mean, the smell, to you?
Essence.
What is a smell?
Essence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know it in English. Good. What else do you know about it? Do you remember in poetic language when we say something, we mean something else? Mm-hmm. And do you remember that this fellow is a very literal fellow, and he knows, and he's talking in Persian. Persian smell, first of all, has the meaning of understanding. Don't write it. Hear it, then write something down. Understanding, being knowledgeable, knowing, or something like that. But they never use it that way. I mean, if you talk about it, they say, are you cuckoo? But when they want to exaggerate something and say that this fellow doesn't know anything, zilch, about that subject, they will say, fellow hasn't got a smell of that. Because the smell is the furthest distance you could understand something. All the hunters, they rely on the smell. Because when you see the other fellow, it's too late. You're too close. When you touch the fellow, I hope the fellow will eat you. It's like that. When you want to taste the fellow, more trouble. So, smell is important. Why? Because you don't see this stuff. You cannot locate this stuff. You don't know really what it is because it's mixed with some other stuff in there, but it will give you a clue that could be the key for your life if you're a lion, if you're a baboon, or, see? Smell. And in Persian, yes, to any Iranian. First I talked about the smell, deeper meaning, they are confused. When you say, huh, he hasn't got the smell of that, you say, oh yes, 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 that's it. That's the thing. So, smell is the sense that goes further than the others. So to us is primary. Now, hear about it the way Rumi brings it to you. Yes.
He said, do not despair of God's breath. Go to and fro as one that has lost his son.
Okay, you see the Latin over there? That's Latin because this is in Arabic. Because he's quoting the God. And he will bring it in that verse, you could read it and pass. If you pay attention to it, is the saying of God, which is what? Do not become hopeless. That's the sentence of it. La ta'yisu. That's it. Do not become hopeless. Yes?
Inquire by means of the sense of the mouth and lay your ears on the four roads of that which you seek. Whenever a sweet scent comes, smell in that direction. For you are acquainted with that direction. Whenever you are aware of a kindness from anyone, it is possible you may find the way to the source of the kindness. All these lovely things are from a deep sea. Leave the part and keep your eye upon the whole. The wars of mankind are for the sake of beauty. The garniture of ungarnishedness is the sign of the tuba tree.
Means?
No idea.
Don't worry, even in Persian, it's not that easy. This is something that Rumi is famous about. I believe he has created these special expression, let's say, which is the, how do you say it in English, how did he say it? Garniture. What means garniture?
Like a guarantee?
Uh-huh. The funny thing is, in Persian, first of all, that word is leaf. Leaf of the tree. Okay? At the same time, leaf means being rich. A lot of asset. And the outcome in form of benefit. All of that is in here. But normally it's a leaf. Leaf of leaflessness. What does that mean? This is how it be written in Persian. Leaf of leaflessness. If you think about the leaf, it doesn't make sense. When you think about the benefit, then it makes a little bit sense. Benefit of benefitlessness. Means if you don't have any benefit, what is a little benefit for you? If you are not a merchant, what is the upgrade of the stuff to you? Or change of the price? It's like that. But it's much deeper than that. And I believe only in Persian it could make that feeling of oddness, really. It's the yin of the yang. It's something like that. Something with the opposite, united with the opposite of it. The first one is having, the other one is not needing, really, not having. And at the end, you know that they will talk about it in no matter which language you read this. They talk about the richness of being poor, faqir, faqr, poverty. They say poverty is the highest richness in a way. That's why they give up everything and say, look at me. If I give up the need, I don't need anything. So my need is making me needy. I give up. Yes, your family doctor will tell you, you cannot give up all the needs. But could I give up asking for more? And that will stop an enormous portion of it, doesn't it? It goes like that. So, remember, first of all, why do we say, give up this good stuff? He gave you an explanation here. And I know you didn't pay attention. You're waiting maybe for the snake catcher. He will come, don't worry about it. Pay attention here. He said, listen, yes, when you talk about a beautiful chair, I will say, so what? And you talk about the beauty of the statue of David. Don't say, so what? And you look at me like that, I will tell you, look around you. Everything is beautiful in this universe. Everything is, because I believe he created it. And all this beauty. You are focused on that chair. You are focused on your car. You're focused on your race. Doesn't matter. You limit yourself. Give up that limitation, which is the extension of your ego, because what is your nation or race or whatever? It's the extension of this dragon, which is really bad. So give up all these extensions. Become simple. You're looking for the beauty? What is beauty? First of all, beauty is the outcome of different situations in one form in a single moment, right? And for itself, it's not beautiful. Beauty is in time. Beauty is being created every single moment. There is the ocean of creation of beauty out here. I don't have to concentrate on that chair only. Yes, that chair is beautiful, but a sunset is more beautiful, which has nothing to do with the material and the price. The essence of beauty is out here because every single pixel of this existence is a mirror showing his face. Haq is beautiful, and Haq is everywhere, isn't it? Haq is always everywhere. That's the source of beauty. Therefore, when you see some beautiful stuff, go to the source. To the source. To the source is the ocean of beauty in existence. Everybody is fighting for the beauty, the real beauty. Told you, it's a tree. You remember that tree? There is one single tree at the end of the paradise, and it's symmetrical and beautiful. That is what we meant by leave of leaflessness or benefit of benefitlessness. That is the sign. So don't go towards one special point. Look around you and find this universe as it is. Yes?
The wars of mankind are for the sake of beauty. The garniture of the ungarnishedness is the sign of the tuba tree. The angers of mankind are for the sake of peace. Restlessness is ever the snare for rest. Every blow is for the sake of fondness. Every complaint makes aware of gratitude.
Oh, you're too busy reading it, I believe. Are you listening to yourself? Please read it again. From the anger of the mankind.
The angers of mankind are for the sake of peace. Restlessness is ever the snare for rest. Every blow is for the sake of fondness. Every complaint makes aware of gratitude.
Did you listen?
Yes.
Now, no, the verse now. This is the highlight. Yes?
Smell from the part to the whole, O noble one.
Smell from opposite to opposite, O wise one.
Okay, you listen, right? And you realize that it's different. Beginning at the end, and it was something that is the essence of what he's talking about. It begins with get and a smell, or a smell, which in Persian, it's not this. It's the other one. It means find something about. Not smell something means become informed, get the minimum information about. That's how it begins. Get a minimum information and go from this little one to the totality. Okay? So I told you a little stuff about this smelling something, knowing the basic of something. Knowing something about something. This is the key to